For most people, made in France evokes some very specific things.
Cheese, pâté, wine.
Carla's visiting Paris from Portugal, and she's standing in a store on a street that's covered in blue, white, and red, the colors of the French flag. The crosswalks are striped with blue, white, and red, and a half dozen storefronts have blue, white, and red flags on them to indicate they're selling Made in France products. Because this is the Rue Made in France street that's been set up for the next 2 months, and Carla's drawn to the concept. She's especially intrigued by a line of toothbrushes on display in one of the stores. They're manufactured in France.
I really found interesting this concept, for example, the ones with the colors of the flag.
Because Made in France is more than just wine and cheese or even haute couture.
There are thousands of beautiful Made in France brands. The actual challenge of Made in France products is more the distribution.
Émilie Auvray is the co-founder of L'Appartement Français, the French apartment, a new concept store that presents only Made in France products. They offer a distribution option for smaller brands that can't really afford their own.
Not many brands are able to have their own shops. Margins are very tight in Made in France products because workforce is expensive.
This is the criticism that's often lobbed at France. High social charges means labor is expensive. If you want to sell products at about the same price as those produced elsewhere with cheaper labor, you'll have less revenue, so you'll have less to invest in things like advertising or larger scale distribution. This is where Auvray says L'Appartement Français steps in. Their clothes and accessories here, alongside cosmetics and jewelry, decorative objects and toys, none of them look particularly French, so they wouldn't stand out in a regular store.
When you put all the brands together, they increase the visibility of each other.
Being associated with other things that are made in France does attract customers, like 32-year-old ND. He's come into the store and to the street because he's interested in traditionally made local products. If it's made locally, there's more traceability, he says. It's easier to control how things are made. He points to t-shirts, where you often don't know anything about work conditions of who made them. There have been lots of scandals over t-shirts made in Bangladesh, he says. He seeks out local, small producers. Whether it's for fruits and vegetables or clothes, if it's French, that's great, he says, but it's more about how it's made. If something is made traditionally in Italy or Germany, I'll take a look, he says.
The whole society is realizing that they want to know where their products come from. It started with food. We're very aware of where our apples come from, and it's slowly going to other products.
Émilie Auvray is very aware of the increasing number of consumers like Indy who are looking for local products. That's what brought her and her co-founder to quit their management jobs in an international cosmetics company to start L'Appartement Français just a year ago. The customers are there, so are the products, and they're not as expensive as you might imagine.
We've noticed that it is usually around 20% to 30% more expensive. However, the quality is good and it's going to last longer.
Virginie Millet shows off the Made in France toothbrushes made by BioSeptil to a couple of customers in the store that she manages on the Made in France street.
The first one are about €4, so it is very affordable.
It's about €1, or 25% more than you'd pay for a brand-name toothbrush at the grocery store that's not necessarily 100% made in France like these. Millet is one of the organizers of the Made in France street, and she's in the store that features four brands, including the toothbrushes, along with a company that makes blue jeans in France, from weaving the denim to the assembly. And they, too, are not outrageously expensive.
You can see the price here. So the first price is €89. So compared to the big brands of jeans, it is very affordable.
They're not the cheapest jeans on the market. You probably will never be able to find a €30 pair of jeans made in France, but one step up and it's become possible.
We know that the consumers are okay to spend a little bit more in order to have something produced locally.
When you look around at most of these made in France products, it's clear that they're aimed at a design-conscious consumer who is willing to pay. Thierry Thaux makes sneakers. He founded his brand Lumen 3 years ago. A pair of his shoes sells for €249, comparable with French luxury brand shoes, but more expensive than regular designer sneakers.
They are more expensive, but when you buy your sneakers from Lumen, you can keep it a lot of years, not just 1 year or one season.
Durability, good quality. People are willing to pay for design, he says, and the ethical aspect of their being made in France is a bonus. He himself was one of those customers before he founded his shoe company 3 years ago. The sneakers he wanted to buy didn't exist.
Shoes are almost exclusively made in Italy, in Portugal, in Spain. No French luxury brand made their sneakers in France.
And that's important to him.
When I was young, I had a dream. I wanted to become the French president. So I think that since my very young age, I had this feeling for France.
This is a kind of patriotic zeal, which he explains comes from his family background.
I was born in France, but my father and my mother migrated in France from Cambodia. And in my life, I expected to give something to the country, gave my parents and myself a good life.
His way of giving something back was to quit his security advising job and start a shoe company. It took him 3 years to figure out exactly how to get them made in France.
We need to find a factory, so a workshop. We had to find the materials, the components. So we visit a lot of fairs in Paris, in Milano. We send them to the workshop and we create a first prototype.
It was more difficult than he expected.
Just to product in France. This is really, really a fight.
The difficulty was the workshop that he found is relatively small and new, so everything took longer than he expected.
I was thinking that it could be more easy than what I have experienced.
But it has worked out. But his focus on made in France makes no sense for those around him.
My grandparents are coming from Asia, so they ask me, why are you doing this in France? You can do it in China or in Cambodia, you have the past, the connection. I speak Chinese, but for me, this is something I wanted really to give back to this country.
Thierry Thau makes 300 shoes a year with his Lumen brand. He's still not turning a profit, but he has hope that he will eventually. He's something of an evangelist for Made in France products. He's one of the organizers of the street here. He's manning a store that carries his shoes along with other items of clothing and accessories. Of course, Made in France isn't a label. Virginie Millet says it's difficult sometimes to figure out where things are actually made.
You have some brands which name is very Frenchy, so the consumer thinks that it is made in France, but no, it is made in China.
There is a label called Origine France Garantie, a guarantee of French origin. It's a private label that's recognized by the Economy Ministry. It has high standards in terms of what amount of the product must come from or be made in France, but it's intended for big companies, as the certification process costs money. Small brands usually don't get the label. So that's where structures like L'Appartement Français come into the picture. Émilie Auvray says they hope to open a big flagship store in Paris soon. They function as a kind of label to guide customers.
When we select a brand, we get a lot of information in our contract on where materials are from, where it is made, how many people are employed for making this product.
With the cost of labor going up elsewhere in the world, manufacturing in France seems less impossible than it did before.
If we make the distribution possible, then we make the manufacturing possible. Have a look at this.
She goes over to a rack of blue coveralls and jackets.
This is Kipley. They are based in Normandy, and they make working clothes since 1921.
Kipley was one of the first French companies to make jeans back in the 1950s. Since then, they've downsized. They make work clothes. They're mostly manufactured in Tunisia. But they've partnered with a Made in France consortium and have started, or restarted, a small jeans-making operation. At first, it was for small startup clothing brands.
And because it worked well, they started making their own jeans, launching their own brand, Gentleman Viking, what they used to make in the 1950s, 60s, the creativity of a startup helped an industrialized company to start again some production they used to make in the past.
We'll unlikely see big industry set up in France again. The grand ideas of bringing manufacturing back to France will likely play out on a smaller level like this. Small brands working with small workshops or mid-sized factories, or big brands launching small lines, made in France, catering to this new consumer shift. But it's a start that many are happy to work with for now. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.